Good morning. We're starting Chayodim Hechoshabbos Klal Aleph Simen Gimel. Mitzvah Akol Adam Shiachin Hu Ba'atzmai Gam Kein Shum Dabar L'Tzarchei Shabbos L'Chabdoi. Person has many people which work in his house, whether it's members of the family, whether he has servants in the house, and they take care of all of the needs, the preparations for Shabbos. So the Chayyadim is telling us that even though that's true, that everything could be taken care of by the members of the household, there's some action the person needs to do in order to prepare for Shabbos. Even though he has servants which can do everything, there's something one must do themselves. The Mishnah makes a list of various different Amoroyim, that's the sages of the Gemara, that each one of them undertook to do some action on their own, even though they had people to do the rest of the work. If they could do that, even though they were of tremendous stature and they were very busy learning, they did something on their own, the Kavod Shabbos. Everybody has to do that as well. Then he says a practical point, especially in the winter months when the days are very short, that there's a concern that if he doesn't help, that maybe the house will not be ready in time, and people might come to be Mechal Shabbos. And so much more so, when it's close to Shabbos and a lot has to be done, the person has to step in, work as diligently as possible to get everything done. They would step in and they would be the ones who would sweep the house, clean the house. Even though they were people of tremendous stature, they would do that because they have to make sure that the house is ready for Shabbos and that nobody should be Mechal Shabbos. This is a responsibility which everybody has. There's no difference between a person who has no servants and has to do everything themselves, or the person has servants, but the servants do not have enough time. Either way, his input is needed and is necessary. You can't say, well, I hired servants, that's the responsibility and tough luck. Well, the servants are Jewish servants, and they're going to be Mechal Shabbos. You cannot say that. Obviously, a person has to step in and help. Now, going back to the original idea that that a person has to do this on his own, it's beneath his dignity. He's getting down, he's chopping the wood, he's drawing the water, he's scrubbing the floors. So that's not the person's dignity. The person should not say, I do not want to do this, because that will be a pigam. That will be some type of a insult, and I'm lowering myself down. It's beneath my dignity to do such an action. The truth is, the opposite is true. By showing that you're willing to get yourself dirty and work hard physically, You are showing that is the covenant of Shabbos. Beforeshim explained over here that what we're saying over here is that covenant Shabbos, like the Rambam says, is the preparations for Shabbos. The Vilna Gaon, in his Pirush on the Shulchan Aruch, Arachaim Simen Tav Kuf Chav Tes, 529, explains that in the opinion of the Rambam, Kavod is all of the preparations which are done before Shabbos, and Oinig is the actual delighting, that which you do on Shabbos to actually enjoy that which has been prepared beforehand. So it is Kavod for Shabbos, the fact that we are preparing for it. As a matter of fact, the greater the stature of the individual, the greater Kavod that he's giving to Shabbos. Person of tremendous stature is doing menial labor, will say, why is he doing that? It must be that the purpose why he's doing it is so important that it even makes sense to even a person of his stature and dignity to do it. So he's elevating the covenant of Shabbos each action that he's doing is elevating the kavod of Shabbos. The greater the individual, the greater kavod there is for Shabbos. So it's not a lack of kavod. It is a tremendous kavod that he's doing. Specifically because he's a person of stature, everything that he does enhances Shabbos that much more. So the Rambam, this chayyam over here is based on the language of the Rambam, which is then to take brought into Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reish Nun, Archaim and Simon Reish Nun, 250, that each individual has to do something. So this explains over here that the point over here is not that he gets all the work done. The point over here is by getting involved in some way or other, he's making a statement of how important Shabbos is. Whatever needs to be done, obviously, if the person doesn't have people to help them, obviously they need to do whatever they need to do. But here's an individual which does not need to do so, but is doing it anyway. There's a tremendous statement of kavod to Shabbos in that, which a person accomplishes even with one action. And that's why only one action is required of him to do that. If a person wishes to do more, that's obviously praiseworthy. In a situation where it's getting close to Shabbos and a person needs to do more, obviously a person has responsibility to do that. So this is the element of kavod Shabbos. I want to clarify a few more points about this Bezras Hashem in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.